May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.
Howdy, howdy. This is the Cosmic Cowboy with Cosmic Love for August 29th, 2020. And today I'd like to highlight some of the news of the last 2 weeks in a compendium of videos and articles that I'll be discussing today. It's called The Battle for the Soul of America. This compendium is published at the HeartCom Network, or if you're listening to the podcast, you can pull up the link in the show notes and follow the narrative that I'm discussing now. As for the cosmic weather report, the current cosmic weather for spaceship Earth is really amazing today. It's a very unique blessing of cosmic love with the sun in Virgo and the moon on the cusp of Capricorn going into Aquarius in about an hour. Now there is some very powerful geometry in the heavens right now, folks. I think if you think of God as G-O-D, as the geometry of divinity, then this show today is a unique window of God consciousness that I'll try to channel to the best of my ability. Our solar system has entered the deep space energies of Aquarius, with the outer planets of Pluto, Jupiter, and Saturn stepping down these energies in alignment with the energy field of Capricorn, as resonates with expansive issues of old paradigm power struggles that challenge the Aquarian paradigm, the Aquarian paradigm shift to cooperative communication, coordination, and co-creation on a global scale of instant everywhere and interactive internet freedom and opportunity, the Aquarian keynote. And these frequencies are morphing the matrix ever so gradually. I mean, this is a 2,000-year age of Aquarius. So we can say, inch by inch, you know, little by little, we can say we did it ourselves. You know, there was a free will factor. I mean, it's like, the testing is foreordained, but the choices are individual. Some will, some won't, so what, next. Usually I don't go very deep into the astrology, psychology, the cosmic weather, so I don't lose new people who come to the show and consider quantum field science too far out for their prevailing awareness to grasp. But today I'm going to make an exception for reasons which may be a stretch even for long-time devotees of cosmic love. And then you'll see what I mean as I go into this. So you could say that this is a good time for mystical insight and a higher metaphysical exploration of the cause and cure of the systemic chaos and dis-ease that we see in the world right now. So I'm just going to give some highlights from the geometry that is really amazing right now. For those who follow astrology, psychology, some of you in my podcasts, in my different compendiums and blogs that I send out, those who are on my list, which any of you can subscribe to from my page, you know, on Cosmic Love, you can subscribe to my weekly blogs or bi-weekly blogs, and you'll get more information on the astrology that's evolving, the cosmic weather. And again, I try not to go into it too deep for new people, but there's an exception today because there's just an exceptional, you might say, quantum field astrology psychology going on right now. For example, there's a very tight, it's called a tight mystic rectangle. Tight means that the orbs, the angles of the degrees of this geometry are very tight. They're not, it's not wide orbs, they're tight orbs, which means the energetics are stronger. And this mystic rectangle is the geometry that connects Mercury, Venus, Jupiter, and Neptune, and even the Moon right now, in a pattern that is a combination of trines, sextiles, and you might say a cross right through the center, cross-referencing these harmonic trines and sextiles in a very unique way for what some people would refer to mystical, you know, mystic rectangle, mystical God consciousness, geometrically ordered divinity consciousness. Now, in this mystic rectangle, you've got Venus and Neptune, which are in trine. They're trining each other. And Neptune is the higher octave of Venus. And you've got Mercury and Jupiter. And Mercury and Jupiter are trine. And they're, again, this pattern where there's a blending of these energies of trines and sextiles that are cross-referenced in a very unique, this is a very unique pattern, you might say, in the heavens. There's like a sign, you might say, in the heavens. Now, that's not all that's going on. Now, of course, there's a stellium going on with Jupiter, Pluto, Saturn, and Capricorn. Moon's in Capricorn, in the last degrees of Capricorn right now. It's just going into Aquarius, I think, within the next hour or two. So there's a breakout from this, you might say, very earthy intensity of this stellium of planets in Capricorn. The Moon is breaking out into the Aquarius. Of course, we're talking about, and I'm talking about in this show, the Aquarian dispensation of freedom and opportunity that's manifesting, you know, on Earth as in cosmos. And we're in the Aquarian spring. We're on the cusp of the Aquarian age. And I've been talking about that in my previous shows and blogs. So, like I say, there is this mystic rectangle going on. There's also today, as in right now, a grand Earth trine going on. And it's even more than that. It's called a kite pattern. And so you've got Jupiter in Capricorn. You got Mercury in Virgo. You've got Uranus in Taurus in a grand trine, a grand Earth trine. Very harmonic, powerful, harmonic, you know, pattern. And there's the focus of this Earth, this geometry of this trine is in what's called a kite pattern, with Jupiter being the focus and the reaction being Venus, which is oppositely in this kite pattern. I could spend more time going into this, but this is a very unique, very unique aspect, which has portents for the present that, as I say, I'm going to hope to channel. Now, there's also a cardinal T-square going on. The cardinal signs are the fire, air, water, and earth signs. The cardinal, you mean, you know, like the cardinal points of fire, air, water, and earth. But right now, it's the earth. It's called the cosmic T square, which Pluto and Saturn are opposite Venus, which is cardinal water in the sign of Cancer, cardinal water. And they're both these points are square Mars in Aries, which is cardinal fire. So you got cardinal fire, water, and earth, and you might say the opposition of Pluto and Saturn opposite Venus, which is like the 12, 6 o'clock axis in astrology psychology, like Father in heaven, Mother Earth, the 12 o'clock, 6 o'clock line are being resolved, you might say, the opposition, the creative tension with Mars in Aries, cardinal fire. So this cardinal fire intensity is being channeled, you might say, in this window. And this has been going on for a couple days, this cardinal T-square, as has the mystic rectangle. So these are some really powerful aspects in the chart of the day. They've had some momentums the last couple days. These outer planets are slow moving. This mystic rectangle is mostly outer planets. Mercury's in there too, but point being is that there is, you might say, a unique window of energies for people that can, you might say, tune into, the cosmic field, heavenly, you might say, energies. Some people can do this more than others. This sounds woo-woo to a lot of people, but I thought I'd mention this at the beginning of the show because very interesting astrology psychology today. So I'm going to go into the show now, this Battle for the Soul of America, and you'll see that there's some interesting aspects of the show today that I think are world-changing. This is, again, a compendium on the Great Awakening, the transformation to a global village, the all-connected family of mankind, talking about global crisis, challenges and opportunity, and the Aquarian Mandate, the Prime Directive. So this is a lot on the plate today that has to do with this cosmic window that is opening with a rare window of God consciousness, you might say, geometrically ordered divinity. I mean, in the beginning, God geometrized. That's ancient Hermetic philosophy, and God is the geometry of divinity or geometric ordered divinity. And in the end, we become what we geometrize. The God consciousness that we formalize with the spirit that matters in the dense 3D octave as in heaven, 5D, 4D, 5D and beyond. So we're talking about conscious evolution, revolution, revelations for global humanity. Excuse me. So anyway, I'm going to go into this, hit the deck running, so to speak. We're talking about the great paradox of unity and diversity for all of us, united sovereigns of Earth. Major theme here in this show, and with God consciousness matriculating the matrix in general, is the understanding of God consciousness, geometrically ordered divinity, the order of the universe, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, to the extent that we tune into the divine order of the universe. You know, we are in the universe, and the universe is within us. So Jesus said the kingdom of heaven is within us. And the key to that kingdom, K-I-N-G, is the keys to the internalization of God, geometrically ordered divinity. So we're talking about the constitutional framework of universal cosmic law, natural law, cosmic law. And this has been a theme in a lot of my shows. I touch on it to the extent that I can. People that are regular listeners to my show have more co-measurement with what I'm talking about especially those who read my regular blogs, weekly blogs, that a lot of these shows are based on the publishing that I've been doing to basically unveil this understanding of where we're going, what's going on, what's really going on in the world from a larger perspective. You know, when I say the matriculation of the matrix, the spirit that matters on earth as in heaven, this is a major theme I talk about a lot. I mean, the family of mankind has arrived at a global village of instant, everywhere, and interactive interdependence. And the internet has brought us, all of us, United Sovereigns of Earth, to the internet, the Aquarian Mandate and Prime Directive. So witness the personal and planetary transformation that's going on now from deep state to high state. Now, at this point, for those who are listening to the podcast in the future, well, I'm doing this live right now. Excuse me. So in a couple days, the podcast will be up in the show notes. I'll have the link that you can actually could go to now at heartcom.org/greatawake.htm, but the link will be there. And it's actually, I have this link archived at my website called 2020 Global Co-Creation, and it's called The Great Awake, and this is last blog that I've posted, video log, you might say, and it's got videos, some amazing videos, one of the most amazing videos I've ever published, and you can go to that. Now, or again, if you listen to the podcast, you'll be in the show notes. And one of the most amazing videos I've ever published is actually by way of the Heart Center on August 21st. There was a conference called Creating an Aquarian Solar Civilization, the Solar Lords, the Manus, and the Choans of the Rays speak. Now, there's a quote that I've excerpted from that conference at 1 hour, 25 minutes, and I provided the link. You can go to it. And it's from Devasvatu Manu, initiator of the fifth root races. Now, those who are familiar with the root races of the soul evolutions that have incarnated in the earth physical octave over millennia. Some are familiar with the story of the Manus, the great initiators of the root races. Some of you are familiar with Devasvatu Manu and the mysteries of God. Those who are students of the mysteries of God are going back with different dispensations, different organizations, the Ascended Master teachings, the I Am teachings, Bridge to Freedom, other, you know, within the last 100 years, the emergence of these different mystery teachings on the planet. There's a lot of historical record in the East, the Hindus, regarding Devasvatu Manu and the ancient history of Earth's evolutions. And so those who are really serious about insight and outlook for understanding the overview of what's going on in Earth's evolutions at this time, the backstory of the Ascended Masters and the great Manus, the great initiators of the root races, these great cosmic beings that are behind the scenes, you might say, matriculating the matrix of energy and matter in the physical octave. This may be fascinating to you. This kind of stuff's always been fascinating to me. And you can actually watch this conference. And this conference was by way of people in Sweden and the United States. You can go to the link that I've provided. It's called Creating an Aquarian Solar Civilization, the Solar Lords, the Manus, and the Choans of the Rays Speak. Some of you, this will fascinate you. The story of it requires a little bit of a metaphoric mastery, because we're talking about the mysteries of God. So it's for a lot of initiates who are on the path of self-mastery with orientation to spiritual masters. Basically, the teaching here is that this is the time, we live in a time right now, to manifest and master the full spectrum Christic light of the rainbow body in your auric field. Full spectrum enlightenment, the Christic rainbow body. And it goes into that in this conference. You can get more perspective on this. So this is the highlight. This is the big picture highlight of this presentation today for those who really want to not just dive deep, but go high. You know, the big picture, insight and outlook for understanding the overview of Earth's evolutions, cosmic history, where we're at, where we're going, and basically, you know, guidelines, frames of reference for involving and evolving our individual and collective conscience with a capital C, as in Christ. So this is the time of revelations that was foreordained for this time. And it's important to understand how the greatest mysteries are veiled in the greatest paradox. You know, you appreciate the light because of the darkness. You know, the lightness because of the density. If it wasn't for the density of the 3D octave, we'd take the light for granted. That's all there would be. It's all we would know. So as Aquarian light and cosmic love surges, paradigm paralysis naturally purges. And this fear-based dis-ease disintegrates, faith-based enlightenment integrates. I have a quote here from Dan Brown, who wrote the book The Lost Symbol, one of my favorite books. And Dan says, quote, throughout history, every period of enlightenment has been accompanied by darkness, pushing in opposition. Such are the laws of nature and balance. And if we look at the darkness growing in the world today, we have to realize that this means there is equal light growing. This is from Dan Brown, The Lost Symbol. Now, another way of saying this is Daniel Pinchbeck in his book, where he says that if the shadows appear to be getting darker, it's because the light that casts them is getting brighter. Now, this is basically a core dynamic that's going on right now. And one of the best orientations to this dynamic that I've seen is from an article, Transcending the Dark Forces, by Dr. Kathy Forty, who wrote the book Fractals of God. And it's a brilliant lady, and I actually got a video of her giving a presentation on the Fractals of God, which was my first YouTube video that has more than 10,000 views, which you can watch if you go to my website at Ultramedics, Ultramedic Services, which I link, at the bottom of this article. So Kathy Forte has to say about this dynamic right now. Quote, she says, while it might seem like we are being bombarded by dark forces at this time in human evolution, we are also being bathed in illuminating light from the cosmos, which makes the dark elements more obvious even to the most unaware. What was once hidden has now come raging to the surface, where it can be seen, experienced, and hopefully transformed. The blinders have come off, and each and every one of us is being called to act in some shape, manner, or form. The question is, are we ready? That's again by Dr. Kathy Forte from her article, Transcending the Dark Forces. Now, this article actually was from a couple years ago, but it's just as relevant today as it was back then, if not more so. Because this is the creative ascent process at the heart of Aquarian Spring, which is I've been talking about since the first of the year. It's the Aquarian Spring, which is this 10-year initiation of the Aquarian Age, and that I reference at 2020's Global Co-Creation. I provide links on that. And what we're talking about now, and this is kind of the big picture, of nationalism is good, but compared to what? There's nationalism and globalism. There's a big initiation going on in America and worldwide. This issue of what nationalism is and what globalism is, I mean, nationalism, you might say, is good unless it's corrupted by globalism. And globalism is good unless corrupted by socialism. Social conscience is good unless corrupted by social media that has gone to the dark side of censorship and deep state false info. So I have a graphic on the website that you can, again, pull up with the podcast. And see the in the narrative and the graphics and videos I provide. The graphic is called The Great Awakening, and you've got nationalism giving the boot to globalism. This is kind of the issue, what's going on in the United States. It's one way of looking at it. And like I say, these terms get very confused in the collective consciousness. So there's positives, and the people think of globalism sometimes as only negative, or nationalism as only good. But again, nationalism is only as good as it's being uncorrupted by globalism, and globalism is only as good unless it's corrupted by socialism, and social conscience is good unless corrupted by social media that's gone to the dark side of censorship and deep state false info. So these are dynamics that are all on the surface. The blinders have come off. And each of us is being called to act in some shape, manner, or form, as Dr. Kathy Forte says. So I'm bringing them to the surface here with some graphics and some concepts. And now I'm going to specifically go into it with more depth. Now, this is from an article by Zero Hedge from August 26th, just a few days ago. And it's very timely, and this is why I'm focusing on it now. This is from an article from Columbia Journalism Review that explains how the Bill Gates Foundation manipulates the media narrative, which explains why the collective consciousness worldwide is in chaos and confusion. This article explains it, and this is, again, from Zero Hedge by Tyler Durden. The Columbia Journalism Review is a mostly digital biannual magazine published and edited by the Columbia School of Journalism and its staff. So here's the graphic that I have that is an expose on how Bill Gates uses strategic grants to control the media and independent fact checkers. This is a blockbuster article, and it's a report by Robert F. Kennedy Jr., where he explains that this Columbia Journalism Review expose reveals that to control global journalism, Bill Gates has steered over $250 million to the BBC, NPR, NBC, Al Jazeera, ProPublica, National Journal, The Guardian, New York Times, Univision, Medium, The Financial Times, The Atlantic, The Texas Tribune, Gannett, Washington Monthly, Le Monde, Center for Investigative Reporting, Pulitzer Center, National Press Foundation, International Center for Journalists, and a host of other groups. And to conceal his influence, Gates also funneled unknown sums via subcontracts or subgrants for contracts to other press outlets. We're talking about how Bill Gates has been manipulating the mass mind and the, so to speak, independent fact checkers. He's been paying them off worldwide for misinformation, disinformation, the big lie that's so big and so bold and so often told that people believe it. So at this point, if you're listening to the podcast, I recommend, and if you're following the narrative from the blog, I highly recommend that you pause the podcast. Again, this is, I'm doing this live right now, but you know, that you can watch this video that I have embedded in my blog, in my video log. And this is by Robert Kennedy Jr. It's an interview of Robert Kennedy Jr. that is a brilliant, brilliant interview with over 1 million views since it premiered here earlier in the year, back in May 2nd. And Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is saying that this is a crisis much worse than the coronavirus crisis. And we're talking about basically the issue of totalitarian media mind control. And this is an expose that if you really want the big picture for the battle of for the soul of America, this is a must-watch video. And as Robert Kennedy Jr. says, this is a crisis much worse than the coronavirus crisis. So in brief, what he's going into, and which I've referred to in previous Cosmic Love shows and in previous blogs, but what this explains in a very brilliant way for new people or initiates and veterans of the whole truth, this is about the global economic reset agenda. You know, the international bankster oligarchs, plutocrats, and their technocrat minions who are fast-tracking a digitized economy and getting rid of cash and coins, requiring the chip by way of a vaccine, so there will be no buying or selling otherwise. And to reference that this process that's going on, most people find this hard to believe or just consider, like, first can think this is conspiracy theory. There's an article here from Natural Life News that just came out August 25th, a few days ago, that says in the headline, 2 years ago, MasterCard partnered with Gavi, Bill Gates's vaccine alliance, to create the Mark of the Beast global vaccine compliance system. And now it's here. This is kind of a mind blower. For those who aren't familiar with what's been going on. So, you know, if you want to read this article or tune into what this is about, what we're witnessing here, folks, is unabashed fascism. They used to call it corporatism. You can call it the deep state corporatocracy or the new world odor, O-D-O-R, that stinks to high heaven. I mean, is it true that Bill Gates' new untested vaccine technology will have total tracking capabilities and will also genetically modify humans with very questionable patent ownership rights? Now, that's a mouthful. And there's a video at the bottom of this, you know, the latter part of the show, and the video at the bottom of this my video blog, you know, that goes into this. And you're going to want to watch it to give you more of an, and I'll reference that as I get to it. But so consider this quote, and this is from an article, August 14th by Robert F. Kennedy again, and reference to what Bill Gates said, that, and it's a satire that's saying that, quote, "I just want the world to be healthy. That's why I bought 500,000 shares of Monsanto." You can imagine Bill Gates saying that. The point is that Gates's, and this is what Robert F. Kennedy explains, that Gates's approach to global problems put technology, chemical, and pharmaceutical and oil corporations at the center of every solution. Gates spins every narrative to the advantage of, you might say, his special interests and stock investment with his hundreds of billions of dollars into big tech, chemical, pharmaceutical, and oil corporations, which is why, since he's got out of Microsoft, you know, he's doubled and tripled his net worth by leveraging the stock values of these chemical, pharmaceutical, and oil corporations. And imagine that. I mean, could anything go wrong with such abject fascism? Point is that none dare call it conspiracy or tyranny of, by, and for the plutocrat banksters and their corporate minions. Just as Thomas Jefferson prophetically warned. And here's the quote, the classic quote, that brings us up to date where we are today. With all the astrology, psychology of the hour, with all the outer planets in Capricorn at the same place they were at the time of the American Revolution, and following that, where Thomas Jefferson warned us about what's going on. And he said, quote, "I believe," and this is Thomas Jefferson saying, I think it was about 1787, after the ratification of the Constitution, when he was warning us, that he says that, "I believe that banking institutions are more dangerous to our liberties than standing armies. If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issue of their currency, and first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and corporations that will grow up around the banks will deprive the people of all property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered. The issuing power should be taken from the banks and restored to the people to whom it properly belongs." Now, what we've seen for the last 100 years is this process where, you know, by way of the Federal Reserve banking system, which is not federal, it's privately owned, and it has no reserve, they create money out of thin air, have been doing this process of depriving the people of all property until their children are waking up homeless on the continent. This is the issue we're seeing now. This is why the global economic reset is the core issue now, folks. This is it. This is the main issue. All this thing with the virus, all these other issues are smoke screen. Behind the scenes, there is big changes going on to reboot, you might say, the first principles of representative government. And how that manifests, this is what we're going to be seeing in the Aquarian Spring over this next 10 years. This is what I've been talking about with different metaphors for understanding this big picture of global evolution, revolution, revelations. We're talking about global representative government now requires Aquarian community building solutions. As a high state of general enlightenment integrates with upgrade of five core internet freedoms, dark deep state dystopia disintegrates. This is the natural progression of the fourth wave of the computer internet revolution, thanks to integration of hardware, software, and netware with heartware. For culturing social conscience that are all connected, instant everywhere, and interactive social networks, a unified field. But the deep state media matrix, blue pill, resists and resents conscious evolution as global community awakens, the red pill, and deep state dystopia disintegrates. We're talking about the shift from blue pill to red pill, from deep state to high state. And as readers of this blog are well aware, a new unity in global diversity is now matriculating the matrix with a new social conscience for all us as united sovereigns of Earth. Social conscience is unity conscience. You might say social conscience is the presence, the I am presence of the unified field of unity conscience, of God love conscience. And as a high state of cosmic love integrates our core social, political, and economic institutions, we will naturally see light language emerge as a universal TLC standard for co-creation by way of global telecom, emphasizing the TLC. This TLC solution to dystopia is the alpha and omega of telecom and telecare for spirit that matters, for holistic healing, integrating the new net reality of global netizens that are linking the light as networks, the net worth of global netizens for soul soaring into realms of Aquarian community, telecommunity. This integration of the components to the capstone, the creative ascent process, will naturally involve and evolve our individual and collective conscience for the long prophesied global evolution, revolution, revelations. This is a battle for the soul of America, and this is the theme, call it virtue signaling, that has been repeated at both the Democrat and Republican national conventions over the last couple of weeks. And it's true. But this is spiritual territory, a unified field above the divisive deep state dialectic of racism, sexism, and socialist riot and rage. There are no political solutions to the American crisis. There are only global spiritual solutions to this crisis. Political solutions only compound the core issue. Either we come into unity worldwide with an upgrade of our five core internet freedoms, or the entrenched deep state vested interests of big pharma, big oil, big media, and big tech will continue to corporatize our freedoms and socialize the cost of encroaching tyranny at the expense of real solutions for our social, political, and economic institutions. Unity in diversity, e pluribus unum, is on the great seal of the United States. This is the real solution to the crisis, folks. But this is a global issue for all of us as United Sovereigns of Earth. Whether President Trump is reelected or not, a worldwide great awakening must sooner or later embrace the vision of virtue and valor for high state unity conscience, Aquarian Spring. This is the great drama of revelation, the great contest of freedom that initiates the age of Aquarius. The battle for the soul of America, 2020's global co-creation, is a 10-year process, the 2020s. The deep state matrix will disintegrate as the high state matrix integrates. for a powerful summary of the deep state matrix agenda. Watch, this is a must-watch video that I've provided and embedded in the blog that, you know, that I'll be linking at the bottom of the podcast. And this is a wake-up call to the world by Kerry Madej. Brilliant video, highly recommended. What she's saying is, she does an overview that this is basically the warning. This is a huge warning for people worldwide, where we're at right now, the future of technology. Either technology is harnessed to upgrade our social, political, and economic freedoms with checks and balances, or without checks and balances, we're going to see fascism, corporatocracy out of control, and basically limiting our freedoms to the point where we, you know, limiting freedoms in the name of security until we have neither freedom nor security, as Benjamin Franklin once said. So there's a bottom line here that I kind of summed up with an article by John Rappaport, Where is the Virus? Fear is the Only Virus. Highly recommend you read this if you get a chance. So basically, you know, to sum it up, you know, we're in Aquarian Spring. I mean, there's a global 5D paradigm shift from deep state to high state. This high state is a unified state for us as United Sovereigns of Earth in the spirit of America, as the anagram code, America, is the anagram code for the I am race worldwide. If you scramble the world America, you have the code of the I am race. And this is America, I am race worldwide. So Aquarius is the collective. And the future of the family of mankind in a global village of instant everywhere interactive telecom is hardware. The internet, next big thing in the computer internet revolution after hardware, software, and network. So keep the faith, folks. Seize the vision of virtue and valor that claims the victory to make it so. I want to thank everyone for listening to the show today. Keep the faith. See the good. And as I said, make it so. Happy trails to you. Until we meet again. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to this presentation on Cosmic Love. I hope you have enjoyed receiving this as much as I have enjoyed giving it. There's a new relationship with all humanity that is maturing with the new synchronicity of instant, everywhere, interactive, net reality. Cosmic Love is the heart of this synchronicity. Tools and processes that empower the wisdom of Cosmic Love is the purpose of the Worldwide Love Foundation. The family of man is now making a quantum leap into a new consciousness as never before in history. Our awareness as humankind is expanding, and the internet reflects that multidimensional expansion of consciousness into new realms of omniscience, omnipresence, and omnipotence in the power of cosmic love. This has huge implications. The more information we have, the greater the need to get it all in order. The more knowledge power we have, the greater the need for the wisdom of cosmic love. That should be common sense. And it's time to make common sense more common. If you agree that the American Revolution was huge for freedom and opportunity in the world, look what's happening to the whole world now. A new connection with cosmic love is positioning the golden rule, law, language for a golden age in our spirit, our minds, our hearts, and the soul of humanity. We're on the threshold of a global revolution that is awakening the angels of our better nature. Let's be honest and reason together. Cosmic love has always been the golden rule, law, language for every golden age in cosmic history. Some things don't change, only the ability of the human mind to grasp the full implications of the world in which we now live. That has changed with the internet, and like an adolescent who is not an adult yet, but not a child either. The internet is now installed, operational, and ready to take our personal and planetary consciousness to the next level. That would be cosmic love, and the foundation principles for this is the love model, a universal law language interface for net reality that represents the five-dimensional intelligence that can fulfill a global revolution in higher consciousness. Check it out for yourself. See how it works. Consider the role you can play and how you can benefit. The sooner you get the vision of this cosmic love thing, the sooner you can profit from a wholly new economy that will transform all our social networks with extraordinary abundance of everything held sacred by free people worldwide. There is a new intelligence that is defining and refining humanity's evolutionary ascent. The higher the intelligence of universal cosmic love, the greater the results. The gateway to higher consciousness is, in fact, the language of consciousness. The five-dimensional intelligence that cosmic love frames in form and frequency, as in frequently. Once you get it, how the Holy Spirit of love and action can heal our individual and collective conscience, it will become self-evident how cosmic love can nurture and culture the net reality that brings a Holy Spirit to the collective consciousness of humanity. Love heals all, always has, always will. The more cosmic and universal the vision of love, the greater the results. Welcome to the opportunity. It's time to link the light workers who are love makers. The internet now provides this opportunity for extraordinary synchronicity as will empower wisdom with cosmic love. Someone had to do it. Now you can. Network for the net worth of this new net reality. You have the vision now before you. What you do with it can change your world and the world at large. We are all co-creators in the cosmic scheme of cosmic love. The great spirit of great love is the great opportunity that genuine freedom gives all of us. Heaven knows that there is nothing more valuable than the vision of cosmic love that has found its time. Experience the Worldwide Love Foundation in your consciousness, being, and world. Care enough to share this vision of great opportunity. Step into the circle of global connection as you center and connect with the five-dimensional intelligence of cosmic love that provides the cultural DNA for a golden age on Earth. Miracles happen when cosmic love is conceived, believed, and achieved. You are that miracle when you become the cosmic love you want to see in the world. Own this vision as your own. Embrace the intrinsic virtue of cosmic love. Make the vow to do what you can because you can. Claim the victory for all mankind aspiring to live as kind men. Here's to winning from the beginning of a global revolution that will finish worldwide with the great experiment and representative government gave humanity with the American Revolution. Heaven on earth is virtually in your hands. Do you want the keys to the kingdom? Are you ready to assemble the components to the capstone of cosmic love vision? Discover the five-dimensional intelligence that will empower your own virtually untapped gifts and talents. Consider how you can make a difference, if not the difference. It's your life, your world. Take command. Give cosmic love the chance that you want for all mankind. Now you can. See for yourself. Do it for cosmic love, and heaven knows cosmic love will bless your life far beyond this one. Sooner or later, what goes around comes around. You can call that good karma, or the justice of cosmic law, or just the blessings of cosmic love. It's the same thing. The abundant life is born in abundant love. The more cosmic that love, the more abundant is your life. Personally, I can't think of anything better to do, and I hope you feel the same way. So keep in touch with cosmic love. It only gets better as you pay attention. This is how cosmic love works. Pay attention because attention pays in ways that make cosmic love the new currency for global peace and prosperity. Your attention is your consciousness. The next economy for planetary civilization will pay attention to the value of virtue, the virtue of cosmic love. The family of man and our global village must be connected to this one virtue. We must pay attention to the first principles of higher consciousness if we are to transcend the old paradigms of scarcity consciousness that scarcity economics has created. This is the whole point of cosmic love. We won't heal our personal and planetary problems with the same consciousness that created the problems. The best hope for humanity is the charity of goodwill among mankind. This is the charity of cosmic love in action. This is the Holy Spirit of cosmic love in man that raises mankind with loving kindness. I hope you appreciate this message and share it with others. That may be just your circle of influence with family and friends, or it may be every news group or blog on the internet where lightworkers and enlightened netizens, global citizens, hang out. By the grace of cosmic love, enough good people will do enough soon enough to quickly turn the tide of global consciousness from the paradigm of scarcity to the paradigm of abundance that cosmic love cultures. May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.